Starting this week, Hawaii County will no longer accept some recyclable materials at its collection sites. The change comes as global market forces roil the recycling industry. Although many local governments offer the service for free, recycling is actually a for-profit enterprise. Municipalities collect those recyclables and then contract with a private company to sell them. In recent decades, much of that waste ended up in Asia, where lax environmental rules and cheap labor made recycling much less expensive. But that all changed in 2017.
We used to send our recycling to China, but now China says this foreign waste is too dirty. And so
when China stopped accepting foreign recyclables, much of the market for those materials dried up. Rather than producing a valuable commodity, recyclers had to start paying to dispose of paper, plastics, and bottles. Cities around North America are feeling the effects, including here in Hawaii.
Traditional buyers of these materials just aren't taking the materials.
Greg Goodale oversees Hawaii County's recycling program. As of today, the county will no longer accept most plastics and mixed paper at its recycling stations. The local company the county paid to process and sell those materials just couldn't make it work anymore.
Our contractor was having to pay a lot of money to these guys just to essentially take the material. So it was a big loss for them.
At a recent conference in Honolulu, mayors from around the country reported skyrocketing costs to maintain their recycling programs. Susan Robinson with the trash and recycling giant Waste Management was also there. She says the company has been forced to seek other markets.
Moving more into India, to Europe, to Mexico, other Southeast Asian countries. However, really globally, what we really need is more mill capacity to kind of fill in that gap.
Robinson says there are 17 new processing mills expected to come online in the U.S. over the next 2 years, but that doesn't mean we'll return to the days of cheap recycling.
We have not in the past truly accounted for the cost of recycling. We've tried to encourage people to recycle, so we haven't talked about the cost, and we've hidden some of that by either subsidizing through garbage or by the commodity value offsetting those costs.
Domestic plants may be a solution for some wealthier cities, but the cost may be too high for smaller communities. On Hawaii Island, Greg Goodale says the county's program will likely become more expensive.
Our expectation is that those costs are going to go up significantly, or we may find that nobody even wants to submit a bid for materials where they can't find a buyer.
Goodale also wants to remind everyone that recycling is only the third R, after reduce and reuse. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.